We are back with another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is session 43, complete in one recording. Our usual cast is back at the saddle again, Sharon, Richard, Jameis, and Chris. This was the last recording in 2014, and the game continues into this year, but we're quickly catching up. Nothing terribly new to report, comments, questions, and even friendly hellos are always welcome. And you can drop such things into our mailbag at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. That's all one word. Join our public forums at bluemagic.com, that's BLUMAGIK, or leave us ratings at iTunes or on rpgpodcast.com. But for now, on with our story. Session 43, complete in about 2.5 hours.
Okay, so we are back with another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. This is session 43. And likely not meant to be much of one, but we'll see how it goes. As your GM is pretty sure he has both the flu and food poisoning. Yay!
What a combination.
All right, so we will go ahead and start with our cast of characters. Let's see, we'll just start with Mr. Eddie Guff, as played by...
Played by Chris. I have Better You Than Me. Play when your hero has been hit by an attack and there is an adjacent character. The other character suffers the attack instead. This may be played on friend or foe.
Feel free to move closer to the mic there, Chris.
Oh, man. Is that better? Any better?
Not
no,
really.
It didn't change at all for me.
Figures. Figures. I'm sure halfway through this I'll have to change anyway.
Mm-hmm. Swallow the mic. Swallow it.
You don't want me to do that. All you hear, that's all you'll hear. Next card is enemy. Play at the beginning of a game session, a villain of the GM's choice becomes your character's sworn enemy. You may not soak wounds caused directly by him. Starting now, draw an extra adventure card each game session until...
the enemy is dealt with permanently.
Thank you so much.
I can do that without even...
Revelation. Your hero finds all the information available when doing research or realizes critical information when confronting some obstacle such as a monster's weakness, the answer to a riddle, or cipher, etc. Love interest. Play on a non-player character to encourage a romantic interest for your hero. The target helps... to the best of her abilities, but may frequently cause trouble as well. Payback. Play on an opposing wild card. Your attacks and damage against him are made at a +2 for the duration of the scene. Renown. Play after completing a good deed of some import. You gain a permanent +1 charisma bonus toward those who have heard of you. Typically a 50% chance. That's what I got.
Alright. And next is Sarah Beauchamp, as played by...
Hi, this is Sharon. I'll be playing Dr. Sarah Beauchamp. And my cards are Noble Sacrifice. Play when an adjacent ally suffers damage. You suffer the damage instead. You shall not pass. Your character gains a +2 bonus to all attack and damage rolls. The effect lasts as long as the character does not move and is not shaken at the end of another character's action. Mechanical malfunction. A device malfunctions in some ways. Guns jam, bowstrings break, etc. The device can be fixed by repair roll at -4 and 10 minutes work. Peace. Your hero is able to improve the attitude of a group in an encounter, perhaps by recognizing someone in the crowd, showing respect, offering a bribe, etc. It doesn't work on true enemies, only neutrals who happen to cross paths with the party. And perfect timing. Pay a Benny to search through the remaining adventure deck and take any one card of your choice.
All right. And Luke Villeneuve, as played by...
This is Jameis, playing poor, simple, humble, Canadian adventure extraordinaire, Luke Villeneuve. And my cards are... Unexpected Insight. If you're up against a creature, you get to know one of its weaknesses or get a +2 to attack and damage rolls. Arcane Spike. Activator power that without using power points. Quick Funeral. I'm sure they will never need this card again. Turn any characters died, character comes back horrored. Harley. All the characters cease fighting and listen to the hero speak for 30 seconds. And Ace plans to rolling to make a trait roll with a single automatic raise.
Okay, and finally, Young Jean-Lu, as played by...
Hi, I'm Richard. I am playing Jean Jean-Lu, the reckless driving, repairing man of... I don't know what else the Canadian guy did, but he stole my usual intro. So, there. Yeah.
I was planning on doing that when you weren't going to be here, Richard. Though, I'm not going to stop myself just because you are.
Far be it for me to stop you from doing anything. And I have Deadly Blow, a melee attack, Get a Clue, Get Advice from the Games Master, Windfall, find all of the stuff. Find the best stuff in the area when trying to find treasure. Hot Iron and Whiskey, heal a wound but gain a scar. Adrenaline Surge, get an additional action.
Answer a phone.
And Make No Mistake, which answer that phone and you won't. Play when facing a creature, you ignore an immunity or invulnerability. Ta-da!
The crafty Good Chinese party. Man has already developed the cell phone. Right.
I can't remember if Deadlands, Smith and Robards have developed a cell phone in this.
All right. And if I scream out, it's because my cats have decided to leap on me with claws extended. They're still doing this. Yes, they're still doing this.
You Bastards. Don't think your cats to be having claws clipped?
No, I don't believe in that. It's a horrible thing to do to your cat.
Okay.
That's a move that I've got on Young's character sheet. Leap claw extended.
There you go. All right, so when last we played, what happened? Specifically the two of you that have already gotten extra chips for it. Let's hear some things.
Well, did Richard and Sharon get extra chips for theirs anyway?
No,
we haven't said anything yet.
We haven't said anything.
Okay. Okay, last time, I was trying to remember, where did we start? I can remember some of the things that happened, but I can't remember where we started last time. In town, that's right, we're in town. We woke up and decided, do we had recently gotten permission from the townspeople to speak on their behalf, so after Luke spoke with, I've forgotten his name, I'm not in my notes. Oh, that's terrible.
Caledonia Roundtree.
That's the one. I just spoke with Caledonia to say, hey, come with us out of this way because you wanted to get away from this place. And which won't come back to bite him in any way, shape, or form. We went off to back to Emperor Norton's place and found out we were in a bit of trouble.
Not quite that. We did a little bit before then.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
We found out that Norton had basically his own aerial balloon squadron for mail service and for transport. And we did take a ride in the balloon where we found that near the Carcass Creek, where the river near Carcass Creek looked like it had been landscaped into some sort of Enochian rune. Our lawyer, Barry Milhouse, did arrive at Norton at Fort Norton. But while we were up in the balloon, Wimitai and Young.
Was it while we were in the balloon? I don't think it was.
No, they weren't in the balloon. They stayed on ground and they got a little busy.
Yeah, they did. But I thought Barry had turned up the next day. I thought it was the next day.
It was the next day that Barry showed up, my mistake. But while we were in the balloon and Wimitai and Young were otherwise occupied, somebody did away with Creo. Via the experience.
I took one of Wimitai's axes and then Creo got dealt with overnight around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but there's an axe to a head and Wimitai's spare axe is missing. Anybody else?
Do you want to speak up?
I just want to say I don't think any of her axes are spare.
It wasn't her favorite axe, I'll put it that way.
It was her backup axe.
Chris? All right. Chris, got anything?
We tried to clear our names, went to a gambling hall, found the leader there, or the person that set everything up, so that the guards would not be where they should be in Emperor Norton's palace, and that led to Creole getting killed. The person was taken outside, and Weema T killed a person real quick and swiftly. We got the answers we need. Everything worked out, and as a present, we now have an airship.
Found that it was a plot by King's men to unstable the area like in Champagne.
Yeah, and Eddie had a portrait. Somebody wanted to do a portrait of Eddie, so it was done, and it's hanging up in the palace. So everybody knows who Eddie is there.
Because it's one thing we're known for, it's being subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Very subtle.
Let's see. Mm. So, Sarah, you usually start with four chips now, so let me give you another one.
So I've just thought about that. If that's up there somewhere or whatever, then Eddie, who is on the run for desertion, that is going to cause you no problems whatsoever. Right?
None at all. Come on, this is Deadlands.
He was on the run from the Southern Army. What's the Southern Army going to be doing in Emperor Norton's territory?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Bowing before
him. Yeah. Then they won't see the portrait because they'll be bowing. That's what the problem is.
And there you go. All right, so I think the last scene last time is you were leaving Norton's palace. The gondola and balloon neatly fit onto the roof of the speedwagon. And where were you off to?
Back to Camden.
Camden, okay. And so after you leave, yes, the dead body of Creole reanimates, causes a little harm before it gets decapitated in short order. All right, so back to Camden. Yes, you've got some unfinished business in Camden. So you ride in. Most of the town folks are back now. They still have some left out at Creole's ranch to take care of the cattle. But pretty much they've stripped everything from the building and land. The sheriff comes out to greet you. Amanda Cole is there as well. So the preacher woman's back. And they're very anxious to find out exactly how did things turn out? How did the lawyering go?
Can we actually bury with us?
It was slightly more cutthroat than usual.
Now, Barry hung around for a few days and is leaving on his own power.
Okay.
Oh, I was... okay. Well, before we depart from him, then I just want to check. Hey, we don't need to be around for the trial of Shenshu Wan, right? Because we were kind of the people on the scene when he injured
something. I thought we checked on that already.
Yep. No, you're good.
I'm just double-checking because I realized we were the witnesses, and I never brought that up last time. So, yeah, just double-checking.
Yep. Actually, he feels that the case will go really well. For the most part, the people in the town are oddly very forgiving, considering relations. But they seem to be more interested in their experimentations than in punishment. So he believes it will go very well. Likely, the client will have to spend some time in the city doing public works to make up for... what happened there? What transpired there? The people that were injured were a bit integral to the town's economy and such. So we're working that angle.
Right.
But I believe everything will be just fine in that account.
Excellent. In which case, we flash back to the present.
Yes.
That was obviously happening in the past.
All right, back to Camden with Amanda and the sheriff anxiously awaiting word. on whether or not the court case came down for or against the town.
I ignore him, he ignores me, and we all look at Sharon. Sarah!
The court case kinda isn't happening right now.
Okay, they look a little surprised. It's like, did you get him to drop the charges?
Mr. Creole met a very unfortunate demise sometime during the night at
Would you say that Amanda kind of glares at you guys?
We fail to look innocent, even though we are.
Keep going, sorry.
Yeah. We don't know who did that, but Mr. Creo is unfortunately deceased.
She actually got a big grin on his face and just scowls.
So, we are still waiting for Mr. Milhouse and Mr. Davis to settle up on things.
Milhouse on the phone. There he is.
who gave that raspberry?
That was me. I'm gonna step away for a minute. I'll be right back. Eddie's gonna go to the bar.
Eddie's got a little gas. He's working out that little bit of fingers and intestines out of his system.
Yeah, just that little bit. I'll be right back.
Okay. But they're going to let us know. It looks like things are going to end up fairly amicably.
Well, that's relief, I suppose. Well, I suppose we can have a council vote now then to determine final disposition of all that cattle up there. If things look good on the legal front.
That was a question, Sarah.
Things are looking pretty good on the legal front right now, yes.
Oh, well, good. There's a fellow that came into town while you were out, flashing a bunch of cash around, looking for some help. And, kind of help he's looking for, not something our town can much provide, or is anyone interested, given our current situation and influx of, Mr. Creole's property into our systems here. You know, the town's got a bit too much on its plate, but you might want to have a word with him. I believe his name was Mr. Strouth, Eldon Strouth. He's holed up in the hotel. You can't miss him.
Do you want to take on more side quests at this point?
If we are going to fit X, what's the machine gun and the car and the balloon and the gyrocopter, we are going to need a bigger boat, as we said.
Yep.
They're 30,000. I don't have that in my... I check my voluminous sleeves. Nope, not out there. Plus whatever the trade-in value of the Gypsy Queen is. Mm-hmm. I didn't...
That's assuming the captain's wanted to go for it.
I'm sorry, Eldon Strouth, you say? Well, at the hotel, I'll make sure I look him up.
Oh, and one other thing. We also got the Bounty Inn. If you all want to stop by and settle up, town can pay you out for services in that regard. I don't know what your intentions are. You're, of course, welcome to stay as long as you wish, but... we got a little coin to put in your pockets for what you did in bringing in the Carcass Creek Killers. Anyway, you all look like you had long travels. You can meet me up at the office anytime you wish. You all have a good day now.
It's been a hard time lecturing up at Norton's Palace. Yep. All right,
so what now?
You blow the town up.
Yeah. Things are going good. Time to blow it up.
I've realized also my character must somehow be related to Daniel Bishop.
Not likely at all. Not likely at all.
Alternative time streams. I don't know what's going on there. So,
I guess I will proceed to the hotel.
Yes, that is just what I was going to say as well.
Okay, I'm going to go catch up with Caledonia first, and then I'll see what's happening with that.
Mm-hmm.
Meet you there.
Yep.
Oh, do you need me to give another spirit roll at some point there, Bert?
No, we're good until your next
week. Okay.
All right, so business is actually a bit busier in the hotel now. Looks like, whereas no one's officially taken over the carriage company, they do have it up and running, so you do have people passing through again, so the inn is full. Your suite of rooms is still saved for you, of course, since you paid up front.
I don't think we've ever actually paid them. Oh.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Yeah.
But yes, we'll definitely go drop our stuff, freshen up a little bit, and yes, go look up Mr. Strouth.
All right. Yeah, go to your rooms, do that. Everyone else doing the same. We, Mattia, follow you up.
Yeah, I'll clean up before I go see Caledonia.
Fair enough.
Good idea.
Like I said, there's a lot of new people in town. This is like one of the best places to eat, one of the only places, unless you want to cook it yourself and buy victuals at the Caledonia shop. So yeah, people are just, this is a way stop where the horses are renewed and wagons, you know, they go out a couple times during the day. So place is full. You got about a dozen people in here. One person that kind of sits out is a man in a very tall hat, you know, 10 gallon style. He's got it laying next to him. He's in very, very clean, very well pressed, very white, clothing. And
we expect a full-on southern accent here, Bert. You
know. He's got a plate of food laid out in front of him, but he seems to be not in such a good mood as he's attacking his steak, and he's kind of grimacing, and it doesn't look like he's having a problem with the food. It just looks like the guy's having a pretty bad day. He's got some saddlebags sitting next to him on the on his chair there, and he's he's been as crowded as the place is. He's not seeming to share his table with anybody. Anyway, so Luke, you going to go and check on Caledonia?
Yep.
All right.
Because she was looking to settle up at a shop, or maybe that's up to her.
Yep. Since we have the strangers in town again, they've reopened the bar. So the bar is opened, and Eddie's probably gone straight there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Straight there.
All right. Sarah and Young, what are you guys up to?
Well, I will actually go over to the tall stranger at the in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen him before.
Nope.
And
oh, do you want to play the love interest card?
Or yeah, I'll throw it down. I'll throw it down for you if you want.
No.
You have to give it to her so she plays
well,
it.
Well, all right. I'll give it to her and let her play it.
All right. No. Anyway, move on.
I will be taking my lead from Sarah and following her for the moment.
We have ties with you.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Three paces in front.
I am going to go up to the stranger and with my best smile, like, excuse me, sir, would you happen to be Mr. Strouth?
He looks up, he's in mid-scowl, and he sees it's a woman preacher. Ah, damn it, cat! Cat just went for my throat.
That's a dragon. Good one, dragon. Yep.
And he attempts to clean up his messed hair a bit and gets a cowl lick out of his eyes. He stands up and gives you a very little inclination of his head and says, "Ma'am, I am Eldon Strouth. Who may I have the pleasure of addressing?"
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Dr. Beauchamp, Sarah Beauchamp.
Dr. Beauchamp. Well, I'm glad to meet your acquaintance. What can I do for you?
Yes. Well, we were talking with the sheriff and a few people, and said that you might have some possible work for people around here.
He gives you a shifty eye, look for a moment. Says, "Well, yeah. I've been having fared no success in hiring on some people for a certain development I have. Not work for a lady, though, you understand. It might get a little rough."
Oh, of course. I'm just approaching you to open negotiations with my associates. They will handle all of the heavy lifting, so to speak. And we just would like to find out, what it is that you are requiring people to do and remuneration.
Well, remuneration is $45 a day. Many people as I can get, and I feel that are upstanding people, of course. I have a business concern that I need protecting. It's quite a big haul out to the south. You understand, do you keep up with the Ghost Rock trade, ma'am?
A little.
All right. Well, you know about it, though, right? You know how those little bitty nuggets of stone are worth so much money.
Yes, I do.
Well, I found me, and he kind of sits down and kind of pulls you in so that, he's like being a little cagey, trying to whisper. He's like, well, I found me a large strike, very substantial strike. Now, it's going to be a big time operation, but I need some people. I need some help to guard this concern while I get it registered. You see, right now, what little respect I have for some other boys that are looking over things right now. See, they don't know the exact location, you see. And, I need some people that, $45 a day, you understand, that's a fair piece of money. And, I'm looking to buy a person who would be worth that much money. You understand?
Yes.
For security matters.
Yes, you want a team of people to protect your interests from your competitors.
That's exactly right. Some people with a security mindset and knowing how to best protect the location and be very, very not loose of lips, as it were.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Drunkards. I don't want no drunkards.
There goes Eddie.
People of moral character, you understand.
$45.
Yes, the
yes, I understand, of course. Yes, many of our many of the people that work our group are ex-soldiers.
Well, now I'm
retired.
Which side might I ask? Not that it matters to me, but the location might matter.
Yes, see, that's where our services seem to be most in demand, because some of us are from the north and some of us are from the south. I myself am an ex-Confederate doctor. However, we have soldiers, ex-soldiers of all stripes.
All right. Well, you see, the load that I am working has nearby, not very close, unfortunately. There is a Confederate fort just to the east of the place that might spell a bit of trouble. And, anyone I'm hiring, I'd like to know where what side his allegiances might lie. I'm not saying that my strike will cause them any trouble, but sometimes them Confederate boys.
Yes, well, they can raise a ruckus sometimes. But yes, our allegiance actually is basically to our employer of the moment.
We
tend to stay out of politics.
Now, how many boys that you have that I might be able to convince to work for me?
Well, 3, maybe 4.
3, maybe 4. I see. Ignore that typing on the screen there. My cat just walked over the keyboard. Actually,
yes.
They spilled something too. Give me a minute. I'll be right back. I'm sorry. Put myself on pause here. I'll be right back.
Damn cats.
We almost have enough to make a cat blooper roll.
Yeah, it'd be very close. Between that and my wife texting me and the phone chirping, yeah, I'm sure we could have something.
Is the game over yet?
know.
Okay. I thought you said it like 4 minutes to go or something.
Well, 4 minutes of playtime extends to 20, 30 minutes of actual sitting around trying to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Never watched an American football game, then.
Nope.
No. No, yeah, really pissed. Really pissed. Now all I have to have is Dallas lose tomorrow, and it's still all good. Because the next Eagles game is the Giants, and they really suck.
Still good. Still good.
No, I thought it was that the Eagles had to win and Dallas lose.
The Eagles have to win, and Dallas has to lose, but they're playing Indianapolis tomorrow. If Dallas loses both their last games, then the Eagles take the division championship.
Ah, okay.
Because they'll be tied.
Cool. Yeah, my wife will be happy.
The sad part is that if Dallas wins both its next games, and the Eagles, doesn't matter what the Eagles do, then Dallas will win the division championship, and depending on what other people do, the Eagles may actually sit out the postseason.
I'm back.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Good. Sharon's football analysis of the NFC East is now over.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I would dearly like to meet the acquaintance of your men.
That could be arranged. I will. They're just freshening up from a ride, so perhaps we can meet later tonight in the lounge.
All right. He pulls out a very elaborate pocket watch. He looks at it and say, "Okay, would 6 o'clock be all right for you?"
Better make it 6:30, just to make sure I have enough time to get everyone together.
Let's call it 7 then.
No, certainly.
That's a reasonable hour.
That is quite reasonable.
Well, you just made my day. I was afraid that this was a lost cause, and I'd have to go back with tail between my legs and no help to account for.
There are very few things that are actually lost causes, sir. Very few things.
Oh, he goes back to his steak. He's smiling now.
And I will take my leave and retire up in Lake. All right, young, Wimatai.
Was probably standing there the entire time.
Yeah,
ignores.
Pulling. So.
Yeah, we need to find Luke and Eddie because. Just run it past and meet with this guy, see what they think.
I will go ahead and find them.
Thank you.
All right. Luke, Caledonia is looks like she has been boxing up some of her stuff that belongs to her versus belonging mm-hmm. to the establishment, and she's getting ready to close things up. You've already got a sign on the front window that says closed.
Oh, definitely.
She greets you with a big smile. Yeah. Luke!
Caledonia, my dear.
Just been packing things up.
Good. So you're coming with us then?
Yeah, I decided that this town is just too small. Too small. Starting over at the new place and right person.
I'm sure there will be a great opportunity for you in Shannonsburg.
All right. When are we off? I've got a few more things to take care of, but I can be ready.
Since it's the evening now, I don't think there's too much left for us to type here in town, so we're probably looking at, if not tomorrow, then soon the day after, but we'll probably go for tomorrow.
I'll be ready. Big smile.
Excellent. Excellent. Good to hear. Do you need any help for me to move anything around?
No. Most of my things are already set up over at the stagecoaches. I don't know where we were going to be leaving from, but I don't have too much.
Oh, we'll be taking my speed wagon, of course.
I'm sure they'll help me load it on there.
Yeah. So who's taking over your place then?
I don't know yet. I put it up. I'm going to make some listings when we get to Shannonsburg, see if I can find an interested buyer. For now, I've got some people that I know one town that'll look over things, but aren't capable of running it. So for now, we're closing up shop and locking the doors, and hopefully I can find a buyer.
Sure, that won't be too hard. There's always people looking for a new opportunity somewhere.
Fortunately, most of those that are business-minded in town didn't make it through the events of the last few days.
Okay, fortunately?
Unfortunately,
right.
Just when she had all the competition rubbed out, she's getting ready to leave.
Yeah. I don't have any particular us for the scene, so it was just sort of...
Yep, so she was up to... Just getting her on board with leaving in the morning. That's fine.
Yep. Gotta ask you if she wants to come out to dinner tonight. Yeah.
Of course. Last dinner at the inn.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. You're back with us, Eddie. Maybe.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there you are. All right. Yeah. So they reopened the bar. And so there are many people here availing themselves of libations, including once again, people that are just passing through on the stagecoach route.
Mm-hmm. Are the Dutch miners back?
They are.
That's where I want to be drinking with.
There you go. Yep. Throwing some axes at, wooden stumps on the wall again. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be very glad that it's open again. You know, they do distill their own spirits at, down in the caves, but, you know, pickled herring is not the best thing to distill from. It'll get you drunk, might even get you blind, but you won't like the, journey.
Oh no.
Good enough. What now?
I think Young comes in and tries to catch us and get us together. Tell us about dinner.
If you
don't
want to do anything in there, then yeah, sure. I mean, that's what it's about.
Just drinking and throwing axes, that's about it.
All right. So yes.
Good wholesome He's a simple man. You know?
He's a simple activity, simple man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I...
Oh, yeah, some, just... everybody else. I mean, sorry, just as a passing thing, what you find out from the miners is indeed their undead servants are no longer walking about.
Oh, what a shame.
And how is What's-His-Name doing, who had his fiance mysteriously die in the incident up at...
Oh, he's here drinking. Doesn't seem to be... It's like, yeah, she was pregnant. Dodge that bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And we think these are terrible people.
Yeah, he seems to be taking it in stride.
Wow.
All right, so you round everybody up. Unless you had anything else to do, we'll just move on to dinner. Go ahead.
No, that would be something I would need to ask Sarah or the group, at least.
Oh, you can't. So, if you want to do it before dinner time, go right ahead.
Yes, it would just be... So, are we going to mention to the sheriff at all about his medicine? Or are we just gonna leave that?
Well, before we leave, I want to have a nice sit down with the sheriff.
I've got to get the money or something anyway.
The possibility that he thinks he could die and keel over at any time seems to be making him a better man. So who knows?
Yeah, might be better just let him keep thinking that.
I wanted to tell anybody here about what's happened to him or not, just in case you keep him off the drink or not. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I really need to think about that.
You are the doctor. You know what is best.
As I walk away, I mutter, good thing he doesn't know I make a lot of stuff up as I go along.
All right, we'll go on to dinner then. There are fewer people here at dinner, although more than you've seen in a while. Stagecoach is still coming and going. So, and there's about half a dozen people down there enjoying meal tonight. Caledonia is joining you in a beautiful green dress. Looks like it's been recently hemmed and shortened, but still a beautiful green dress.
She looked lovely, my dear.
Yes, yes. Pleasantries are exchanged. And yes, the rest of you now are meeting Mr. Eldon Strouth, who is has pre-ordered a repast for everyone. There are several plates out of different, basically everything you can get sampled from the inn. Is he's ordered it up on the menu, and several different steaks and all kinds of side dishes here. He's like, please, please join us. I was speaking to your doctor earlier today, and I believe that you fine men might, I might have a business arrangement that might interest you. Please.
I look around for these fine men.
I look around to see how is he reacting to the fact that, hey, some of us aren't, most of us. Most of us aren't American.
He doesn't seem to bat an eye at that.
Some of us are women.
He's assuming he's only talking to the men. So,
despite the doctor being the one who came up to talk to him. Okay.
Well, obviously the doctor has herself a little posse of men here that she hires out. Boy, doesn't that sound like she's a...
No comment. No comment on that whatsoever.
And he's very graceful. He pulls a chair for Dr. Weebatai and Caledonia. Please, everyone, sit. We can discuss the finer points of things once we've gotten a chance to know one another. As your doctor here knows, my name is Eldon Strouth. Lately, I've come into a small fortune, and I'm looking to expand that. My background... my pappy and my pappy before him were all miners. I got myself somewhat of an education in the war. Some of us were joined to see a little bit of this vast country and learned a few things along the way, but that's neither here or there. I understand from the good doctor that some of you fought on both sides. I hope there are no ill feelings either way.
No, I fought on just the one side, not both sides.
As I look around to see, I don't know anybody who fought on the. I shrug.
Eddie nods his head but keeps eating, doesn't even stop.
So please, let me hear a little bit about yourselves. He looks over at Luke and says, your accent, I take it you're not from around these parts. I can't place you, young man. Where are you from?
I'm down from California. No. Come down from Canada. Yes, these two. And a while ago, I came down from there and was brought into the war from there. And... Since the war was over, I've stayed in America to make my living helping out with agencies around here.
Agencies? Which ones have you worked for?
Currently with the Van Dorn Agency. I'm sure you've heard of it.
He nods at that. He strokes his chin a little bit and says, Van Dorn's, you know, I've thought about going to them directly with my problem, seeing if they hire men out for... certain things, because I understand they do sometimes have men offered up for bodyguards and protection services and whatnot. This might work out.
What the? Yeah. Do what we must for the services that we can.
And you, my friend. Yeah. He looks across the table at Eddie, who's stuffing his face.
raise my head. from the East Coast, just came out here to get away from some harshness that's out there, see something better and different.
No, city slicker.
Just kind of shrug my shoulder, kind of tilt the head, neither agree or disagree, just let them believe it.
Mm-hmm. And he pauses for a minute, not you can kind of see this young, that he's not sure if you're a servant or if he should be. And he finally makes up in his mind and he says, and you, sir, I take it you're from Shan Fan and ways.
Yes, that is where I am from.
I see. And you accompany the fine doctor?
We have been on many travels together, yes. Mm-hmm. With these other people here.
I see. And just briefly, he makes introductions with Weimatai and Caledonia, but doesn't really ask about their pasts or professions or anything. Just a brief nod, the fact that they're there, you know. Well, I have what I think is a fairly simple proposal. I need some men that, one, are used to, perhaps, a rougher lifestyle, but still are dependable. Mostly I need you in a security capacity. I have a site that I'm wanting to develop, and the site is difficult to manage. I have yet to stake my claim to it. I gotta make my way to the Sayer's office, but I gotta make sure in the meantime that the load is safe and that we don't have any claim hoppers on the area. Right now, it's only myself and, well, only myself that knows exactly where the claim is. I got a couple boys on a lookout nearby just to let me know if anyone comes into the area and all. But I need consultation with those who have some background in security as to how best to protect my claim, and maybe for, say, a week or two, sit on said claim while I make all the legal representations that I need to secure this place. I'm willing to offer $45 a day for your efforts.
Each.
Now, if you need to secure, in your estimation, any products or barbed wire, dynamite, ammunition, whatever you feel is a reasonable defense for the area, I will make those accommodations as well. Tell me, do any of you have any close ties currently to the Confederates, or I highly doubt this, but I must ask, to the peoples down Mexicali Way? You see, the claim is very close to the border.
How suspiciously convenient. I do not believe we have any.
No. No.
I'll look around, shake my head.
Indeed, we're planning on heading down Mexicali Way ourselves.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Well, whereabouts you heading?
Is Mexicali itself a city, or is it just the area?
Yeah,
or?
It is a city, yes, in fact.
Okay, we're just heading to Mexicali itself.
Well, you are some brave men, I must say. My claim is mighty close to that area. You might have perchance heard of the ruins of San Diego, a mighty city that was destroyed in the quake that shook our coast. Well, my claim is very close to that area. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to Mexicali Way, although my claim is not on the main land mass, as you expect. I don't want to say too much about the location just yet, you understand.
Sure.
But that would be the area in which I would need the employment to happen.
There's ruins of San Diego on the map and everything.
Why do you think we are brave to be heading down to Mexico?
Well, given the tensions, with Santa Ana down there, It's all kinds of talk about rumors of war and expansionism. Mexicali, for a long time, has been trouble's been brewing out that in that way. Not to mention you are, well, if you you're not exactly the skin tone of normal people that'll be found there. I'm sure that given current stresses, that you would not be too welcome.
Shake my head sadly. Think of ever. Well, no, I grew up in Chanfan, so at some point I was.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, well, we don't have direct business with them. Hopefully, we shouldn't take too long time. It's possible we'll be in and out quite quick, and then we'll be out of there here. There's no need for us to get involved with the local politics of the area.
If I might
ask, sure it won't come up at all, will it? No, not at all.
Well, if I might ask, and of course I understand that a man's business is his own private concern, but if I might ask, what is it you hope to find in Mexicali?
There's a particular case we're working on at the moment. It's related to some interesting geographic features that we're investigating.
He nods at that. Well, it seems that you are still employed by this agency, and you seem to already have something taking you in that direction. Well, what think you? A week, maybe two out of your way? Get you some money in your pockets?
Let's see.
I could provide transportation, of course, whatever else you might need. I've got a little bit of business here in Shannonsburg, this little stop off here. I decided I'd try my luck. I've been speaking to some of the town folk, the sheriff, and there's a preacher lady about, and they all directed me, saying that after I'd met you early in the day, doctor, I did a little snooping around. I understand that you've done quite a lot for this city. You seem to be people of character that I need.
I'm a deputy. I say, flash my lights on my badge. I look at the others and I shrug.
Well, I shrug agreeably, I don't.
Yeah, as long as we don't take too much time there. Not far from Mexicali.
But have you got a timeline on when we were meant to be at?
I think we've got like 5 months or so.
Yeah, I know. And last time I asked, Bert said, I need to look that up.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, you've got several months. You've got on the outside 5, at the least it's 4. I got to go back and count, but it's one of the 2.
Yep. Okay, so we go.
Yeah, so we can.
All right.
Yep. No worries whatsoever. So in 4 months we've got to be on the east coast. Exactly right.
Yeah. So you got 2 more glyphs to find in that time, and then at that time you got to make your way back to Lost Angels. So that's what you're looking for.
Yep.
Now on the bad side of that is the glyph that you know of in Mexicali is in one direction, but the other glyph that you know of for sure is in the opposite direction.
Yep, that's where we're gonna go down here, head down Mexicali way anyway.
You mean there's one down, Bert? You mean there's one down in Mexicali and one up north?
Yep.
Yep. Now we got an airship. We could take care of that. Mm-hmm.
Now those are the 2 mm-hmm. that Luke knows about.
We know of.
Yeah, there may be more. Right.
I was going to say, isn't that the 2 that Luke has told us about? And
yes.
He does know a 3rd that is closer, but hasn't mentioned. Which is good.
Aren't there some in the ruins?
Well, I thought you knew all the ones I knew about. I know about ones that you guys...
You never really talked about this one, because it's the place which is linked to your finger.
Yeah. I thought I told you all the ones that were my finger ones. That's how we know about Mexicali, that was a finger one.
No, this one is linked to your finger. It is probably the place where the evil person lives. He wasn't necessarily showing you that one at the time when he showed you.
I don't remember.
Yep. Right, that is what...
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I don't think you told everyone about the dream and the bound demon thing. So.
Oh, it'll be a surprise for all of us when it happens.
Well, that's the point. It might not happen because it's not one of the two that you have told us about.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Excellent. It'll be a mystery to us all.
Yep. All right. Well. So you heard my offer. Are you all interested? I understand you'd need some time to finish up with your knee deep in a few things here in town. I understand. I got some business in Shannonsburg myself, but I need to get back to my claim as soon as possible. So I would need your services. 2-3 days, shall we say? We can depart. If and you all are interested in this, of course.
I'll look around the others, including looking at Wimitai.
She's busy cutting up pieces of steak into bite-sized chunks that she's putting over onto the Young's plate.
Well, Yon doesn't know anything's weird, so yeah, okay.
Rest of us probably singing and going, no, we're not going to get involved, it's Mimitai, we don't know how to do any business.
Sarah nods agreement.
Yeah.
Eddie will wave a fork with some food on it. Like, yeah, let's go on.
I don't think we have actually too much left in town ourselves.
Yes. How are you planning on getting down there?
Well, I've got myself one of them mighty steamboats. It's in dock. As I said, I need to stop by Shannonsburg, but I expect to be leaving by ship in the next few days, if any of y'all are interested.
What's the name of your ship?
Well, I don't rightly know. I hired out a captain. Come up this way.
I wonder.
I'm wondering too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the captain's name?
Beauregard, something like that.
I don't actually remember our captain's name. I can remember the just there we go. So, yeah.
We all express shock and surprise at this twist of events. Oh my goodness, what is going on here?
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that is interesting.
All right. Out of character wise, you're free to turn this down if you want to. It's just a nifty little, it's one of the Savage Tales. It's on the way to Mexicali that looks like it might be fun. You feel free to.
Sure.
Getting us down there, so.
It's getting us down there with payment at the same time. Mm-hmm. And probably lots of danger and bizarre things, so yeah, I'm all for it.
During excitement. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Our
main concern is we've got this timeline we've got to stick to, so as long as it fits within that, then, yeah, I don't have any problem.
He said we
need you for a couple of months, and all dudes, and then he said, nope, sorry, can't do it. But no, it fits in nicely, so it works fine.
Actually, this is where we consult the chart to see what is the possible time it would take to get from Shannonsburg to the ruins of San Diego, given the vagaries.
Awesome.
And given that we may need to get a bigger boat, given that Luke has souped up the engines, given that...
Well, he's just said freighter or something, didn't you? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah, that is not what he had before. He had a tugboat. Essentially, well, not a tugboat, sorry. He had, a freighter is significantly bigger than what he had before.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay,
we'll find out when he gets there.
So, yeah.
Well,
what do you think he's been doing with all this money you've been giving him? I mean, come on.
We don't know.
Spending it on
I'll just remind Bert that I did leave a note for the captain to pick up the machine gun when it was fixed. Yep. So, it should already be attached to the boat. At least the Confederates got it first.
Okay. Well,
All right, here we go. From Shannonsburg to the Sunken City, 360, what is that? Is that miles or is that?
That's got to be miles. Most of the stuff that they do is in miles. Mm-hmm. Like Fredo can go on 10 miles of, for one
Actually,
pound.
Actually, it's 360 feet, Bert.
Yeah, that's it. That close. Yep. All right, yes, yeah, miles.
Yeah, there's no. Oh, yeah, there we go. So where are we? Where the hell is Shannonsburg?
Shannonsburg here. I'll move the finger pointing thing. It's like right here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that makes sense. About 360 miles. It makes sense.
Yep. And let's see. What is the average speed? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you sharing a map, Bert? Because I cannot see it.
Yeah, it's already here. I'll put everybody on.
It's if you go to your images thing, it's the
there
color.
We go.
It's California map.
California map. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pulled it up because easy to consult.
I thought for a minute there that might have been days. It's like, no, that's a bit excessive. No.
Kind of traveled more than
about,
that already.
400 miles?
Yeah.
Well, that is in... where is it going to be quicker to go? By water or by...
By sea, I see.
Well, you have to by go sea. Out. Then you have to go out of the maze and down.
Yeah, and remember the maze is always it shifts a bit, so the time is always a little odd. It could be the 360 is like the average. Let's see, Steam Watch and Maze Runners.
So it's going to be the Gypsy Empress thing. What's above a queen?
Still call it the queen.
Empress. Yeah. No, I'm great. It's a gypsy empress.
Oh, here you go. Small freighter. That's what you'll have.
Gypsy Queen 2, probably.
25. It doesn't say... Well.
Of course not. That'd be useful.
Wow. It's a significant downgrade in speed.
Wow. There we go. Luke, let's get onto that.
Yeah, because the larger ones take a lot more to move around. They're not as...
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's got more cargo space, etc. Needs more crew on there. Ooh, what the
hell?
Something just went...
I blame Chris.
Yeah, it's a lot more efficient on the Ghost Rock, though, apparently. Yeah, that's Chris.
Wow.
The small freighter gets 25 miles per pound of Ghost Rock. The large freighter only gets 10 miles per pound.
Wow.
I think that bing bing noise indicates, hey, your hour is up. Time to be a robot.
No.
I hope not.
Yes, you are a robot, as a matter of fact. Yeah, there we go. So, yeah, small freighter. Top speed is 10.
10 miles a day?
No, that's that's like the...
Oh, right.
That can't be right. That can't be, like, pace or whatever. It's got to be something else.
As a GM, the amount of time it takes is up to you.
To
in
figure
time.
Out
so
how...
Say it's going to take a week.
To figure out how far one of these boats can travel in a full day, 8 hours, multiply the top speed by 5, and read it as miles traveled.
Yep,
so
50 miles
a day.
Yeah, so a week.
So
yeah,
350 is indeed a week.
Mm-hmm. Assuming that the because you also have to roll each day to see how much
calm weather all the day. If we come across any, if we come across any giant things,
Luke may yet
us.
Have a bit of tinkering with the engine to make it a bit more efficient too.
Of course. Yeah, I'd do that. You want to tinker with the new engines? You can get it up a little bit more than 10 miles or 10 pace.
I've got a nice car just waiting to be used.
There
if I can get there today.
how fast can the airship travel?
Not very. It's actually pretty slow because it's just basically if you're going against the wind, you just got this fan that pushes you along. If you're going with the wind, I mean, you go at airspeed. So you're just being pushed along by the air currents. So it really depends whether you're going with the wind or having to tack against it.
So who have we got that can create cyclones?
Will you wave off fists at the non-existent preacher who could have done that.
Yes. Well, Weeb of Time might be able to learn that before it's over with.
Maybe.
All right, so you finished negotiations here. He wants, he needs 2 days in Shanfan, or no, sorry, 2 days in Shannonsburg. He can go 3 days on the outside. So if you want to meet him in Shannonsburg Dock, once again, he gives you the slip number. Okay. He says, if you want to meet me there in a few days,
shouldn't be a problem. We'll probably be leaving for Shannonsburg tomorrow, as I'm looking around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't think there's much we have to do in Shannonsburg either. So maybe a quick trip up to the scientist people to say hi, how you doing?
Check on my investments in shopping, of course.
There you go.
I've got three women to go shopping now.
Oh, no. There's a whole session.
Hide all your money.
It's too late, Eddie. Too late.
Yes.
I'm not sure how much we want to just get on with it, but I do plan, once we got the money from the sheriff, I was thinking of giving most of my share, if not all of it, to Caledonia to help her get started in Shannonsburg, because of course you'll need help. Yes.
Come with us to Shannonsburg. Here's some money. Now I've got to go away for weeks.
Bye.
It's like, but.
Hey, at least she happens to be a surprising accountant or something, and the captain needs to have an accountant on board.
Yes. Luke is entirely clueless that she expects that he's going to ask her to marry him. It's
exactly. It's more fun.
Completely clueless. Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, the arrangements are met. Yeah, he says he'll wait up to 3 days before he departs, but that's as long as he can wait. He's getting a little edgy about leaving the claim that long.
Do we shake on it, or
bow,
or I am asking of him how he prefers it. I mean, I do not know.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. So when he comes to making the arrangements, he says, "Oh, the three of you then." And
1, 2, 3, 4, five
of us. No.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I'm at three for Eddie, Wimitai, and Yong. Seems about right. Yeah.
All right, yeah, so now there's a conversation about, so the women folk are part of this too. All right,
did you then ask about six of us then? Because there are six people here at dinner, including Caledonia.
Whoever just spoke up just said five of you, though. So.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
And he said the women folk, so I'm wondering whether he assumes that Sarah will not be going because she has arranged it all.
This is where Sarah gets to negotiate. This is seeing this is, since this is Sarah's stable here that she's pimping out.
All right, guys, show persuaded up in
here that the that the women folks should be part of this. So what do you say? And then
Wimitai is a very skilled guide and scout, and I travel with them to provide medical care if necessary.
Oh, I see, I see.
And do the talking.
All right. Give me a persuasion roll. Just flat for now. Just go ahead and give me a roll.
Okay.
This guy is...
Yeah, I see. Honey, Caledonia won't be going with us. I'm sure you can find something in Shannonsburg. There may be a conversation happening very soon with Luke and Caledonia, I realize.
This might include the exchange of lead.
Did you all see that roll?
No. I did not, anyway.
Nope.
Ugh. Okay, hang on. Mm-hmm. Something is not right here.
You're still connected to this.
Luke's going to be labeled as a carpetbagger. That's getting women's hopes up.
As I said, like the Daniel Bishop.
Yeah, it's showing me it's still connected.
Are you getting the rolls in the window, or are you rolling from your character sheet?
I was rolling from my character sheet.
I saw your test.
Interesting. There it goes. There you go. An 8. All right. So, it's close, but he did a little bit better. So he's like, well, yeah, I suppose that, having some support around would be a good thing, but, I don't know if, another $45 a day for support is, so yeah, he's like, oh yeah, I'll agree that, the women are part of your group, but I don't know that they're worth the $45 a day. That's the tack that he's using. So,
okay. Well, you offer $45 a day and, why don't we make an even $200 a day for the group?
Well,
actually, yeah.
That's pretty good. Give me a persuasion roll again. Take a plus two. That's a good.
Do you want the love interest card so you can really get over on it?
Do-do.
All right. Woo! Oh, sold. Yeah. you can run a fine bargain, ma'am.
You can run a fine stable of people. I mean, yes.
Well, I note that the bank next door is having a little ventilation problem, so I'm afraid my checks aren't good here. But would you accept this? And he pulls out a small bag as just a down payment on your services, just to show that a little faith between us that my brain's not working today. our little agreement here, just to seal the deal. Hands you the bag since you apparently are talking for the group.
Okay, I look at the bag. Is it a bag of ghost rock?
It is, in fact, a bag of ghost rock.
Sweet. Oh,
so yeah. Sweet.
Probably about it's probably about a pound of ghost rock in there.
That's not Cha-ching. Bad. Ka-ching. Yes, that would be more than acceptable.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And I hand the bag over to Luke.
I plan on taking the edge. I don't have it yet, but when we get enough, I plan on taking the edge nose for the rock.
Yes, there you go. Sarah's just handing it over like, deal with the money, bitch.
Oh, I can't remember where it is. Is the background edge? No. Slugs. I don't know.
It's in the
right. So it's not on the list.
Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. That little bag could be useful for powering the steam wagon.
Yep.
It's only a
for
and
the airship.
Jetpacks.
And the airship, yeah.
Oh, yes. We must return the jetpacks. Of course.
Okay, Tony, do you want the back?
She shrugs and says, well, a buyer hasn't come by to get them. I don't know if something's happened to him or not, but we are past the date, so I've already paid for him, and, well, since I'm closing up the shop, I don't really have a new buyer, so I suppose we can take him with us.
Oh, excellent.
Treating you like a couple now. it's our property, dear.
Luke isn't against the idea of marriage. He just doesn't, at the moment, he's kind of focused on other things. That's all.
I am just picturing this them both in a jetpack each, like drawing hearts in the sky now.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. So, yeah, the rest of the meal goes by pretty uneventfully after this. If you've got any specific questions now that you shook on it and cash in some form is traded hands, feel free to ask.
You left people down there? You trust these people?
Well, not exactly on the site. And no, I don't trust them to the claim itself. But I trust them enough that they'll let me know if anyone's come snooping around the area. See, I set up a shack, called a lookout point, close to the area. And from that vantage point, we got a good eye view of, pretty much everything around it. You can see clear over to the bright lights of Los Angeles, and you can see all the smog being put out by Mexicali. We got a great view to the Confederate fort I was speaking of. So it's a good view. It's one of the highest points in the area. Thanks. Left them there with enough food for a few weeks and just enough booze that if they ration it, it'll last them that long as well. I'm not sure they will.
Eddie looks up. That piques his interest. He knows he has to go. He knows he has to go get some more.
No, they created the special stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a map of the area?
I do.
All right, just get it out and take a look and say, hey, I don't suppose you heard anything about this area, Wimatai, or anything.
Okay, yeah. No, her tribe hasn't really been down that far. Mexicali area, you know, once again, just some of you guys can remember in some of the newspapers she picked up here and there that there is some Santa Ana is doing some saber rattling, talking about retaking California. So relations are not too great.
Hey. The Canada, California, and the rest of the United States belongs to Edward Norton. Thank you very much.
Will you be requiring us to go into the mine itself?
Well, you'll at least need to see what it is you're protecting. I don't expect that you're going to want to be in there to protect it, but yeah, whatever arrangements you think are necessary.
I take the bag, I open it, I look at the ghost rock, I go, I have seen inside. That is fine. That is what you're protecting.
Well, you know, so this map that you guys are looking at is what he lays out on the table. He says, well, we can talk about some particulars. You know, by this time, it's later in the evening, and all the other guests have either turned in or caught stagecoaches. So it's just you guys out there. So you got a bit of privacy. He says, now, you know, he points out this area down here where the ruins of San Diego are marked on the map. And he says, well, in these areas here, now, the tricky part about it is that the mine is partially submerged during certain times of the year, and at other times, at high tides, it is completely submerged. Now, I've got a small vessel that's capable of going in there. You know, he's just pointing some of these things out.
Both.
So it is a sea cave that does, at certain times, become completely submerged.
So you want us to
go while we're down there?
Underwater and, well, okay.
So it's like, once I get the claim on it, I'll increase the operation, of course. But right now, the vessel that I've had made, a couple of miners can go in and about 10 hours get a fairly good sizable load that's chipped off the tunnels. I'll have to, of course, once I get all the legal paperwork done, and this is my claim, I intend to set up a factory there. But until I figure out how much trouble Mexicali and the fort are going to pose to me, I want to keep this all on the down low.
So you're bringing PCs down who are not at all known for making walls erupt or anything like that. Have you seen Shane Fan? Did you know we were there?
I see the PC glow about you, which means you know about explosives.
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right. So, yeah, do you have any other direct questions? He's told you a little bit about the mine situation. You've got a couple of points that might be sticking points. The fort, Mexicali.
I'm sure it'll be fine. No problems at all.
All right. Well, with that, then he'll retire for the night. He's going to leave off bright and early for Shannonsburg, and once again, he reiterates he'll wait 3 days at the dock. He's told you the slip and berth number that the ship will be at.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to beat him to Shannonsburg in our thing, and then we're going to beat him to the ship, and we're going to surprise him by knowing the captain as well.
It's
going to blow his mind. You hired us, we know everything now.
All right.
Pull out the guns and say, so we don't need you anymore.
So I'll escort Caledonia home.
Yes, yes. And she doesn't exactly invite you in. But does the, you know, well, if the hotel isn't comfortable...
how much does he want to pick up on that? What's empathy come under? got smarts. We'll give it a roll.
It's a notice roll, yep. Sort of thing.
Wow. Is there anything working on this damn chart?
Are you having problems with your button, too?
Yep. Let's try it again. There it is.
All right. Well.
Right. Oh, well, Eddie is known to snore a bit, and Young tends to get up and do all sorts of weird martial arts moves throughout the night.
He realigns chi while sleepwalking. Yes. All right. Well, yes. So you are invited to stay with Caledonia. Good enough. The rest of you. There's not nearly enough liquor at this table, Eddie.
Of course not. That's why he gets up and goes to the bar.
Not oddly enough, many of the miners are still there drinking. Amazingly, their axe throwing just gets so much better as the night goes on.
Or mine gets worse.
So many more targets to aim at. Mm-hmm. So you're going to the actual bar rather than the hotel bar?
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's you in your room all alone.
Hell, look, there's now an adjoining door to Weematai's room. How'd that happen? Why are these axe marks on the walls? All right, well, if no one's got a particular scene they want...
No, nothing particular.
All right, everyone enjoys their last night in Camden, then. Bit more ruckus than it's been in a few days since the bar has opened up once again. And apparently a wagon full of the Chinese workers from the camp does come over, somehow hearing that once again the tavern is open.
The discussion of a random dead body that was found as one of the gambling guards. Odd.
Yeah. So, yeah, it stays pretty loud through the night, but, you know, hotel beds are soft enough anyway.
I'm a bit of a distance away anyway.
So. Yep. Now, here's the real question. How does Luke wake up the next morning?
Spirit roll. Nah, I'm fine.
Been hilarious if you weren't.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Next morning, then. Everyone has had a good night, one shape or the other. Morning comes. First round of stagecoaches have already gone out.
All right. We just got to pick up our stuff and get the bounties from the sheriff, and then we're off.
There is one thing that I've just thought of that I would like to do in town. I just want to go and meet the mayor just to check that he exists and he's not a fictional thing that the town has concocted.
Oh, no, you've met him once before. He's kind of a... Yeah, you have.
When?
Yeah, he was kind of a coward. He was like, we don't stick up.
When did we meet him?
I think you guys met him when you first started rounding people up to go and face Creole.
Nope.
And he didn't want anything to do with it.
We didn't meet him then.
I can swear you guys have met him because I had the personality set out.
We certainly talked about him and said, hey, where's the mayor? Do you have a mayor in this town? And they went, nope, he's not here. So I just wanted to check that he actually existed and there was no... They weren't just, hey, we've got a mayor because we're a big important town. And they don't have one at all.
Yeah,
some sort of communist committee or something.
Yeah. Now let me see here.
Doesn't matter. I just wanted to see if he was alive, if he actually existed, that's all.
Oh yeah, he exists. He's
I hand in my non-existent badge to him and then turn around and leave.
Take this bit of air. I'm done with you. Yeah.
Oh, well, the last thing that I want to do is actually meet with the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to... It's like, sheriff, after doing a bit of research...
Mayor Reginald Johnson.
Ah.
He's down as the corrupt mayor.
Yes, well, sheriff, after doing some additional research, I think I have the... fix for exactly what's ailing you.
No?
Yes. Yes, it's actually pretty easy. And I'll make sure that you get a nice shipment of it, in a timely fashion. All the time. And I give him...
Have a
feed. I give him a rather large bottle of whiskey that's got like a slightly herbal taste behind it.
Are you going to get him re-addicted to the alcohol again? Great.
No, I'm not going to get him re-addicted to the alcohol. And I'm going to say this is, you only need about a teaspoon, but only if you start feeling ill. If you drink too much of it, everything is going to be much, much worse. Make you very, very sick. Now, if you're feeling fine, the thing you have to do is stay away from regular alcohol or anything. If you start feeling ill again, take a teaspoon of this. This jug should last you for at least a year. So, but if you start running short, you can contact me through the Van Doren Agency, and I'll make sure that you get a new shipment of it post-haste. But I must caution you, do not take too much of this and stay away from regular alcohol.
Well played. Well played. Yes. Well, yeah, he'll accept it. And he's like, well, thank you very much. I was wondering when the dying would start.
I think you got a nice long life left ahead of you, Sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Well, seeing as we don't have a bank here, I had one of the officials from Shannonsburg, and he pulls out a chest that's got several padlocks on it. He opens it up, and he hands over two coin pouches to you. $250 in coin. Hopefully that'll be all right for you.
That should be fine.
I can't remember how much it was in the end.
Yes, 25 per regular guy and $50 for their leader. So, a little bonus. So he just has you sign off on it. He says I've already signed here that I've witnessed that the bodies were brought in, that they're actually dead. Sign here, and we're good. Is this your first bounty?
Well, it's not anything I usually do, but...
Well, you're pretty fine at it, pretty fine. I understand you can make a pretty good living from it. But, yeah, hands over the gold coins.
Okay, we take them.
Yeah. Well, of course we are, it's our bounty.
Yeah, never turn down money.
Yep. So, are you all taking off? I noticed that your conveyance over there has been loaded up this morning. Caledonia stuff is being loaded on.
Yes, we got a little business to take care of over in Shannonsburg and Elspethtown. So, we're going to be heading over that way for a bit.
Yeah. Elspethtown.
Well, fair enough. And once again, we thank you for what you've done for our city and, town. And we'll hope to see you through again. Oh, yeah. So I hereby revoke the deputy status.
I was going to say, I am no longer a deputy.
Shows place where non-existent badge was. There's no longer.
I show an empty space.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that reminds me. Who all got actually officially deputized? That was Luke.
It was us five.
Was it all of us?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yep. Which means, let's see, 10, 20, 30. It's another $150 for your service as deputies.
All right.
That's between you all.
Wow. So it's $80. Not a bad haul.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Young
deputies
and Luke
can't claim bounties, but hey, there we go.
Well, Young and Luke, you know, I understand that most of your money is going to be spent as soon as we get to Shannonsburg.
Huh?
Yep.
Hello, Luke.
Yep.
A shrug.
Have you been instructing Wimitai on the finer points of what a wedding should be like?
Oh, I think Wimitai, Caledonia, and I are going to get along just famously.
Yeah, this is bewildered.
Luke's nodding. Like, that's what he was about to go. He was planning on giving Caledonia the money anyway, so.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you guys are off. You've got the balloon on the rack on the top of the speedwagon, and everyone's piled in. It's still spacious enough. I mean, you can seat six comfortably inside, and you've got the buckboard on the outside, so.
Yep. You know, I'm up driving, of course. I don't know if anyone's with me. Eddie usually is, but it's up to him.
Now, you said you wanted to stop by the science community before you got to Shannonsburg?
Probably would. You know,
yeah.
Yep. You can check in on your on the detainee there.
Yeah.
Checking on the detainee, checking on my investments.
Your investments.
Yep.
Seeing if they've actually managed to come up with something decent to compete against me in the car racing.
Well, there's one change that you notice when you come in is that most of the homes now, which were pretty cookie cutter when you first came in, I mean, they were basically just made, and everyone is spending all their time doing their research. They don't put any real time into the houses, but now they're all, you know, beautifully painted. They all have small gardens on the outside. When you come in, he's the prisoner is working on, you know, putting a garden in front of the basically the courthouse. Well, the whole, you know, this one building is used for everything here: the courthouse, the public meeting, church building, everything. So he's working on putting in a garden.
What a wonderful man!
How are his gardening skills?
Well, the place looks beautiful.
Better than this, probably comes down to.
It's a lot better than mine.
Yeah. Center of town has this kind of Zen rock garden thing done up with it. And there's an old lady kind of sitting next to him with a shotgun. The shotgun's like nowhere near her. It's just kind of laying off to the side. She's giving him a glass of lemonade as they're working. Yeah, and once again, everybody's out at the racetracks.
Yep.
Of course they are.
Mm-hmm.
I turned to Luke and said, "You want to race again? We got lots of money to spend."
Well, if they're stupid enough to race me, then sure.
All right, so what do people want to do? Luke, you want to go check the racing camp?
Yep. All
right. Sarah, their patents office is still there if you want to check in on your inventions.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
But you've got perfect timing, which can give you that get a D6 skill card if you wanted to do another science-y type thing. But it's just reminding. Don't have to. It's entirely up to you.
I think I'm actually going to save that card.
I call this the iPhone. It won't be big now, but many years from here.
Still won't be big, because Apple will not be invented in this time. all my things very quick and easy. I just go over and talk to Shinshu One and just say, "Hey, this is what's going on. This is all stuff."
As you approach, the old lady gets a little stern and she goes for her shotgun. She says, "Hey, no talking to the prisoner." And then she smiles and says, "Just kidding." So apparently he was getting really bothered about being just stuck indoors all the time. So they've got him on quote unquote hard labor. He's enjoying himself. He gets out in sunlight. He's feels like he's doing something a bit productive.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's it. I just say, "Hey, I'm not going to be here for the trial." You're on your own. Tough luck.
Well, we might be back for a trial. We have no idea.
I don't know that it's going to be that.
It's unlikely, but
it's a week to get there and a week to
get there. Yeah, he says it's probably going to be another three or 4 weeks before they can get a circuit judge out. But
definitely not. If it's going to take a week to be there to get to Mexicali, and we have to guard the place for 2 weeks, not going to happen.
At least. Okay. Yeah.
So we'll
see what happens.
All right. Hi. Must have met you. Thanks for helping out and grievously injuring that guy. Bye now.
Yeah, how is Stephen Hawking doing?
Better, of course, with the scientific community that he is. He's basically got a ghost-powered rocket chair that gets him.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yep. Who do you think is racing the cars at the moment?
Yeah, without the legs, they weigh less, and so the cars go faster. And
wow, ghost-powered rocket chair races. Ooh, we should sell tickets to this. It could be big.
And sorry, just checking in on your things. They've they've got a few contracts for your light, so you should be generating some money pretty soon. It's otherwise there's not a lot going on. It's not been that long since you were in here last.
Yeah, no, just check up.
In the area.
Yep. And yeah, as far as the races go, yeah, they've once again they're working on better Ghost Rock engines, looking for the engine that can get the most run time out of the pound of Ghost Rock or the ounce of Ghost Rock. And of course, the way they check this is, speed, endurance, and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, they get some tips on how to improve ship engines too from here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're welcome. They come in, they take off the hood so you can take a look at the engines underneath, and go ahead and give me a craft roll. See if you can suss out any new things they've got going on.
Where's my repair?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well,
you do this and it'll cut up to here, you get better.
Well, more to the point is you're able to follow what they've done. And they've got some ingenious things going around. The one guy's got pistons that are actually, instead of them being faced up horizontal, he's actually got them on opposite sides vertical. And so it's like, yeah, so if you need your engine to be more powerful, you simply add a new unit in. So you can go from 2 cylinders to 4 cylinders to 6 cylinders. And,
there's some kind of V configuration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a great role. That's a couple of raises there. You're able to say, oh, well, if you change the compression here and... You're able to get a little bit more power out of it.
Mm.
Yep.
It's worth it.
Yeah. So after the defeat that you handed people last time, no one's willing to to bet again. But yeah, several people let you jump in and race their cars around if you feel like.
Get more hands-on feedback to them as well.
So it's been 3 explosions in the last week. Gravely injured, but no deaths. No deaths. They've got a death
report going. All right. Yep.
All the greatest, scientific advances have a few eggs broken along the way. This one right here, this is a 4-death engine.
So we're going to say maybe now.
We call this one our Maminator. 10 guys maimed.
Ever thought about hooking up an engine onto one of these air balloons?
Ooh. Yeah, they're interested in your air balloon.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you definitely put a Ghost Rock powered, engine and larger, better fan blades than you got on there, now you can get a little bit more push out of it. And,
yep.
All right, so you talked
about the. So get rid of the balloon altogether and just have some engines roaring along. And yeah. And so on and so forth.
Yep. So anyway, yeah, just a brief stop in the community here. Things are pretty much back to normal.
All right. Anything else anyone wants, or we should head on to Shannonsburg?
Oh, let's head out. I'm good.
Right.
Yeah.
Shannonsburg, hello.
Yeah, the big city. They no longer have the long wait times coming out of the city. Apparently, either they've stopped looking for the men or they found the men. You don't know what exactly, but you don't have the long queues at the gates anymore.
Should we go back to the hotel or should we go straight to the dock and check in with the captain?
I was going
to
say, we check into the hotel and then check out.
Yeah, it's the hotel.
We leave hotels wherever we go.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, we can have a couple of days.
Yes, we did have some stuff.
Yep.
Did we? I can't remember what we did.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, there's a gyrocopter there for one. Yeah.
Not at the hotel.
Yeah, in the car park area. Where else were we going to put it? Didn't even ask to put it.
We put it in the stables.
In the stables.
Yeah. Was it
on the stables?
Yep.
On the ship.
It's taking up a carriage spot.
Yeah. I probably had a bit of back pay to put on that, but yeah.
Well, you know, not as much as you think, since they didn't have to feed it oats or anything, so. It's just a space rental. Yeah, sure enough, the Gypsy Queen has got a new revamp. He has upgraded it to a small freighter. It's still named. It is now the Gypsy Queen 2.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Revenge of the Queen.
Gypsy Harder?
The Gypsy Queener.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's rolled some of the money that you've been getting, sending his way into a pretty profitable, business. And, the hauling got to the point where he needed a bigger vessel. So he, pawned off the first one on his brother, who's now, got the original Gypsy Queen rolling out there, and he's got the new, improved Gypsy Queen.
So, we've got a few things we could stick in that cargo space there, Captain.
Yeah, I figured. Well, you know, time for a bigger boat.
Yep.
You lot still need some transportation about, I suppose. It's been pretty lucrative for me so far.
Yeah, we're heading there. You might be heading down Mexicali Way with someone else, too.
Mexicali Way, huh? Big, bright smile on his face. Well, let me show you what we did with that gun of yours.
No. That's the point of it.
Yep, he's got it mounted on a swivel mount.
Oh, while I'm here, I might as well look at your engines, too, at some point. Get them working a bit harder.
I was hoping you'd say that. Come on now. Yeah. It's definitely more spacious. You've got a cargo hold now, and there's also room on the deck. It's also plated. So you've got so it can withstand a little bit of fire out there.
Probably need a day or two to fine tune the engines and everything anyway. So we're spending a day or two here.
I'm not sure you want to work on that. Well, let's go ahead and give me a roll now. Let's see how you do on your crafting. Basically, if you succeed, we'll up the speed by one. If you get it by a raise, we'll raise it another one. If you get more raises, we'll raise it a little bit more.
Do you see the card in there?
Yeah, so if you want to do it that way, we'll get the speed up to 12.
I think if I do a roll... I could give it a roll, and then if I don't succeed, I just spend a chip and do the card.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. No. So either way, just for the raise, either way.
You get a little bit more performance out of it. It'll get you there a little bit faster.
Yep. Okay. Over to the shopping party.
Yes, Caledonia does take you out onto the town. She hasn't been in a large city in a long time, and my, oh my, look at all the shoes.
I think Sarah and Wimitai and Caledonia can have a nice shopping expedition where the guys will be doing their part in carrying our boxes.
Yes, you can't even see Luke. You just see his knees and legs, and he's got boxes piled up.
No, I've only got D4 strength. It'll be Eddie who has the Eagles. Give everything to Eddie to carry.
No, they give you all that.
Eddie doesn't have to be involved in this.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes.
You're a robot, you're involved.
Yes, you are a robot again. Another hour's gone, apparently.
All right.
One second. No, Luke, you've got boxes all over the place. They're just having you carry the hat boxes. So.
Is Rheumatoid actually interested in any of that sort of stuff?
Well, she does need a wardrobe, considering she's going to be around you people. You know, she can't wear her buckskins everywhere.
Why not?
No, and I want to make sure.
What Luke's probably doing is just slowly driving the REO Speedwagon along shop by shop, and they're just piling the packages.
And I also want to make sure that Rheumatoid has a really good, decent footwear, good boots of her choosing, so that she doesn't. So because we're going someplace where it might be difficult to replace them.
Right. Yes. She is not one of a lot of the fashionable wear that you're pointing out, although she sees the point in having at least one good dress. Otherwise, she does definitely like the more rugged outdoor wear. Because it's made of leather and furs.
Made from animals I didn't kill myself. Interesting.
Yep, and Sarah's going to pick herself up some nice travel gear. Especially a pair of nice riding slacks made out of nice hard wearing leather and some good boots and nice comfortable shirt.
Mm-hmm. Caledonia keeps steering Luke by the jewelry shops every once in a while, not really saying anything, looking in the windows where all the engagement rings are.
I think I will leave Luke to deal with that on his own.
Yep.
Yes, lots of money is spent. I don't think you guys left anything else up in Shannonsburg to clean up on. I mean, the gun has already been taken care of. You got a couple of crates of ammo for it. That was already paid for.
Yep. Did that before we left.
Yep.
Right. The only other thing we want to do is there like a real estate agent anywhere that would be able to locate like a small house?
Of course.
Okay. I try to gather the guys and it's like, what do you think about getting Caledonia a nice place to live to start out?
Well, I was going to have a chat with her and see about what she wanted to do to set herself up in Shannonsburg or
okay.
Yeah, what she wanted to do in the matter.
Actually, okay. One of the first things that she's going to do when she gets into town is to go to a newspaper office and she's going to post basically the sale of her store. And she's going to have to put an address down. So, you know, whatever the hotel is, yeah, that's going to be a forwarding address for now.
Yep.
Yeah, getting her a house would be good. Then we can leave everything there if we have to.
We're going to build you this artificial wall and we're going to put a lot of armaments behind it.
To be fair, we don't actually have a lot of armaments ourselves.
Well, you've got some. I mean, you've got rifles and shotguns, and there's a few things you took from the cash.
I can see Luke going down on one knee and saying, would you do me the great honor of being my warehouse manager?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it down on one knee saying, please, can I have my stuff back?
That comes later. That comes later.
That comes later.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to find a residence in Shannonsburg, you can. She's actually not sure what you're up to. So while she's in there, she's looking out some possible business locations. And trying to think what she would like to go into again. She's going to have to specialize in Shannonsburg. A general store is not going to cut it. So she's given.
As previous as I am to what her opinions are, I have been clear with her. You know, I do have to go off and do these things. And
yes. Yep.
I can't stay around. Yeah. I completely failed to pick up on her cues, but yeah.
Yep.
So it's not like she's going to suddenly turn and go, what do you mean you're leaving?
Yeah, she knows you have things to do, but she might also be hoping something might happen before then. Maybe an engagement ring while you go and make your fortunes. Who knows? There might be a little one already on the way. Who knows? But yeah, as she's looking through this, as she's noticing that, yeah, general store is not going to cut it. She's going to have to specialize. So she's seeing and giving some thought into what kind of place would best fit here that she could run, which is another reason why there's a lot of shopping going around, because she's checking out the competition, what she has to work with, what the place is missing, etc. Suspicious lack of wedding planners in this town.
Probably not enough people getting hitched all the time.
But yeah, once again, Shannonsburg is a big place. It's more modern of the cities that you'll find in California, since they've got an interesting agreement to get food out this way. It's one of the reasons why it's a bigger place. But yeah. So you guys spend lots of money, spend some time looking around. What do you want to accomplish here? You don't have to have a scene necessarily, but what do you want to get done? If you're looking to stick some of your income into something like a building, a house, or whatever that could be arranged. Otherwise.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. We'll need to move the gyrocopter and everything onto the chair. Get away from here, but God, who's willing to accept our help? Then, yeah.
Did you actually do repairs on the gyrocopter? I don't remember.
I believe we did.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
No, we did some repairs, but I don't think it. I think it doesn't fly still.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't an up-and-running perfect gyrocopter, I know that.
Oh, the big deal is it had bullet holes all over it. That was the largest problem.
Well, we can always cannibalize it. And hey, hang on a minute. We've got something that can fly now that could do with an engine.
Yeah, there you go.
Can we pick up any of our back pay while we're at Shannonsburg?
Of course, yeah.
And we have a bank. We have a... Valid bank account there.
Yes. Oh, and we'll have to, of course, send off a big, long thing to Van Dorn to say, okay, here's what we've been up to.
Yep. And I was
sending in reports while we were in
place. Oh,
so it doesn't have to be that big.
Okay, so we'll update Van Dorn.
They had a telegram there, but no bank, so.
Yeah, I just want to check my balance and basically put all but about...
Pay for the hotel room when we were in Camden?
Yeah, and out of the...
I was a deputy.
Out of the funds that I have left, I guess I'm going to leave myself maybe $25 of walking around money.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, usually what happens with the Van Dorn money is, like, if you check in a certain town, you can either... I mean, they keep a running tab for you, and you can go to a bank and just withdraw it, or it can be put into accounts, whichever. Because most of their agents aren't usually located in a place where they can have, can just get to money easily. So it's all kept on account. And so any bank that's got a Van Dorn account, you can draw off it.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure that at least $5 of that nice bounty that we got, it's put in the bank somewhere.
That's fine.
Oh, dear. Luke's going to make a gesture, which is going to... He's going to be completely oblivious to what this is going to cause, too. He's going to set it up so that Caledonia can access his money if she needs it. Okay. She's going to have her own money and everything, too, but given he's traveling all around the place and stuff.
And that was a cunning plan all along.
Then Luke suddenly mysteriously disappears, never heard from again. Yet this money keeps getting taken out of his account.
Yeah, might be useful somewhere down the line. Just like, you could really use some more jetpacks. Caledonia, order us up some. Send it on down.
All
right. Does Luke open up an account at the local jewelry shop as well?
No. He's completely oblivious to that again. Unless pretty much Caledonia gets really direct about it, he's not going to pick up on it.
She hasn't gotten direct, no, but she's definitely been throwing hints around. Whether or not Luke has been catching them, that's up to
given
Luke.
Given that they now have got a joint account.
Exactly. I will pull Luke aside and very quietly, just so he can hear, just point out to him that women do like and appreciate jewelry.
Are you thinking something like an earrings or a necklace or something?
Oh, just in general. I think Caledonia is actually looking for something along the line of rings.
Huh? Really?
Yeah, really.
Huh. Oh, what bad way can I take this? What bad way can I take this? Let's give another notice roll. Come on. Oh, yeah, all right. Yep. All right.
Did you not claim obliviousness? No.
Yeah, okay. So what's going to happen is that he's going to tell Caledonia, oh, I need to give the old Abel another go, just to make sure everything's still working. Would you like to come on a trip with me? When they're up above the city with all the whatever smoke and haze and stuff around, that's when he's going to get down on one knee and propose to her.
Oh,
so sweet.
Yeah. My God, nobody's piloting the balloon. We're going to crash. No.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's a beautiful proposal. And of course, she will accept. And you can spend the rest of the afternoon up in the sky.
The Mulholl Club, although I don't know if it's a Mulholl.
Yep. You've just started one. There you go.
yeah.
Okay.
Just say the wedding will just wait till after whatever 5 months or from now.
Of course.
4 or 5 months. Yeah. If there's still a California left after that, just get married.
Well, the engagement period has to last for at least a year or it's unseemly.
Yeah. Right, that's one port pick. Another port to go.
And once the marriage bans are published in the newspaper, I'll send a copy of it back to Camden Town, to the sheriff, and to Amanda Cole.
That'll be a while yet, but yes. All right. Well,
the fiance died, and immediately he moved in and grabbed her up. Yes.
Yes. All right. It's Eddie doing in town. Remember, we still have a pretty big presence of troops in this town, even though it's not as bad as it was when you left.
He is staying very low, low key. He wants to go to the bank, deposit some money, set up an account.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that,
Eddie isn't actually working for the Van Dorns, neither is Wimitar. We'll just remind us of that.
But having a bank account might still be useful.
He doesn't want to carry money around, so.
Yep, I want to re-up my supplies as well and get a nice case or two of whiskey.
Oh, yeah, Eddie was thinking that whiskey might be a little hard to come by for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I want to stock up heavily on that.
Buy a crate of AAA or something.
I was thinking more like two crates. One is a spare.
Yes.
And the captain may want to sort of get himself ready for Mexicali, and we probably would have also connected with what's his name by now, Schroff, whatever his name was.
Actually, no, not yet.
Oh,
okay.
You haven't ran into him in town anyway, so.
Okay.
Could we ask the captain if what's his face did hire him to go to Mexicali?
Not to Mexicali, but yeah, I was contracted to. I've got he basically outlines it for you. He's taking a load of goods to Lost Angels, which he'll do after dropping you off. Nothing spoilage there. But he was hired to take some people out to, you know, this area here, you know, near the ruins of San Diego. Sure enough.
Okay.
He's actually going, he's dealing with Lost Angels?
Yeah, of course. I mean, because it's one of the larger ports for commerce. So, yeah. I mean, not unless you've told him not to. I mean, he's still got stuff to sell. I mean, you know, he's still a merchant.
We haven't told him about that?
I think we told him don't eat anything.
The food, yeah. But it doesn't keep him from selling things to them.
Okay. Oh, well, in the future, it'll help to have an end there. So, yep. Yeah.
He's actually taken on a secondary job as well. He's actually getting a little bit of stipend now to travel mail around. So he's actually acting as a mail transport too.
Since
you guys seem to range pretty far, this allows him to make a little bit of money too.
Oh, the last thing that Sarah's going to do before for going to the dock is re-up her perfume supply.
Yes. This is great. You sell this by the bottle. No, when I say bottle, I mean like liter. Yes, yes, you can.
No, I don't mean bottle, I mean barrel.
Well, that's what Caledonia can get into. This way Sarah always has a supply.
Oh, I'm sure Caledonia will be fine. She'll work out something for herself.
Yeah, especially with that joint account.
Yeah. Yeah, she's juggling some ideas around, yeah, but hasn't decided on any particular thing yet. All right. Anything else people need to get done? What's Young doing during this whole time? Wimitai doesn't go out much. There's too many people. It really agitates her. She gets that urge to kill. There's this many people around her. So she pretty much stays to the hotel except for the shopping excursions.
Fortunately, Young has been reading things and said, you should encourage interests that your partner have. So that might go horribly, horribly wrong. But,
it's a scalping date.
A replacement axe?
Maybe, yeah. I guess the only thing that really that in town that might be interesting is that we will go and look for... I will take Wimitar along as well and just go and see if we can track down the people who were... The deserters.
Ah!
Just do a thorough search of the town just because, not for any real, hey, I think we're going to find them, but I think it would be interesting just to test.
Ah, yes, get her on the hunt. That'll take her mind off.
Wow, yeah.
Give me a notice roll. Mm. And Luke, you can throw one out too for Wimitai. And, you guys, let's see. You still have the sketchings because Sarah never gave it back.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I was going to look out for that guy as well just to see if he'd been returned to active duty, was still stuck somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, I may have misinterpreted you. When you say deserters, who are you referring to?
No, I'm talking about the three people in the...
The three? Yeah.
And okay, also the guy who lost the... who lost the sketch because of us. Just keep an eye out for him at the same time to see whether he's been returned to active duty or not.
Okay. Over the next probably day or two, you go out on your scouting missions. You make a pretty good team. Unfortunately, it does not appear if they're in the city, they're hiding low and aren't making any appearances. You do frighten the hell out of a lot of people that look similar, but you find out after accosting them in dark alleys with axes and fists, they are in fact not the right people.
Yeah.
Yes.
You shouldn't have been carrying all those axes and fists.
I do have a question for you there, Bert.
Sure.
Is Mr. Strouth staying at the same hotel that we are?
You ask?
Yes.
Yes, in fact, he is staying at the same hotel.
Oh. Then I am going to send him an invitation to dinner one evening before, like the night before we leave.
Okay, so like the second day that you're there then.
Yeah.
Okay, no, he'll accept. And basically he's been just engaged with some different lawyers in town, so he, you know, that's why you haven't ran into him. He's been getting back fairly late at night. He's getting, you know, just... crossing his T's and dotting his I's, make sure that he's got everything ready, consulting a lawyer on to how to properly file the claim, etc. So,
okay.
Very busy man. But.
Okay, then maybe actually not dinner, then maybe just a cocktail.
Yeah. He'd definitely join you for a nightcap.
Yep. And just
sure you don't want the 11th card?
I'm pretty sure I don't want the 11th. Read that card to me again.
To you.
What do you want in return?
Oh, I really have no idea. Did you say you wanted me to read it to you?
Yeah.
Play on a non-player character to encourage a romantic interest for your hero. The target helps to the best of her abilities, but may frequently cause trouble as well.
You know you want to. You know you want to.
Yeah.
Well, you know we want you to. You know we want you to.
Okay, yeah, I'll toss it. I'll trade you for it.
Okay, well.
To Richard in the other town. Poor doctor.
Yes. She's going to have a sailor in every port.
That doesn't work. Sailors can move around.
All right. Okay. So the cocktails is just a cocktails for two then. And so yes. You start developing something of a relationship there. Although he's still very focused on what he's trying to do here, because this for him, this is a life's ambition, right? This will make it possible to have a family and a nice life, etc. So you get a lot out of that out of him. He's not a bad guy. He's pretty driven. And you know, he does care for the people around him, although you figure that a lot of the life he's talking about, he's been with some rough people. The two guys that are currently in the shack kind of overlooking things for him you get the idea that they're probably either currently are criminals or had a criminal past. But he's trying to do everything, you know, above board these days. He understands that, you know, law is there whether you like it or not. And these are becoming more civilized land. So it's time to embrace that. So he feels like he's on the verge of becoming something more important. He's been taking care to educate himself. You know, most of his training and education has come through military, and he's been self-educated otherwise. He's got a pretty wide breadth of knowledge, too. He seems to be fascinated with all kinds of things. So you're not at a lack of conversation. He knows a little bit about medicine, knows quite a fair amount about history. Do you bring up anything of the supernatural or otherworldly at all?
Just a little hint about certain things. Maybe, you know, there's just a little bit about running into situation with some hoodoo men that caused some problems. And Aston was like, well, you know, they seem to have quite a tight grip on certain elements of the community, so how would you have handled that?
Give me a persuasion roll.
Okay. Persuasion. Let's see, do I have to... can I use a chip to get a bonus on it?
Oh, roll first. If you
roll first, and then...
Yeah.
If it's not high enough, you can always chip it afterwards.
Oh, yeah, you did not.
I did.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't know a lot about that sort of thing, but he's not an unbeliever in such things are possible. He's seen some odd things in his time, but you know, nothing close up, nothing personal to him. But he does mention though that in those underwater caves that he's been delving in and where his load is that he does, you know, he has seen some strange scratches on those walls, some, you know, some symbols and some really odd you know, writings here and there. And you know, just talking about strangeness in general, the other thing that he brings up is that there's a rumor that in that Confederate fort he was talking about, that somebody there has got Santa Anna's leg, and that is why there is Santa Anna, especially in that area, is pretty aggressive. And why there's, you know, the Confederate fort's there in the first place to kind of keep a watch on Santa Anna, but also during the last scuffle he lost his leg. And so apparently somebody in that fort's got his leg. So that's some crazy hoodoo stuff there. That apparently they say that the rumor about that the having Santa Anna's leg is offering them some protection or some sort.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he finds it interesting, but not overly so, you know. And that's just kind of the experiences that he's found that he relates to you during that. All right, well, that's going to make the boat ride a little interesting. Stuck on a boat for the next week with somebody that may have a little pinings towards you. I'm going to say that's going to be a slow build because he's got a lot on his plate right now, and he's not going to be easily distracted from it. But, yeah, certainly he is seeing you as somebody he can confide in. All right, anyone else before you board your vessel?
No, I got nothing more. We've had exciting axe times and not found anybody.
Yes. You make a pretty good pair between her ability to track and your ability to fade into the shadows and such. Yeah. You may have a lucrative career ahead of you as bounty hunters. That's it. Caledonia is going to create a scaregram service. If you want somebody frightened the hell out of them, you can. All right. So anyway, you guys resupply, get everything you need aboard the ship. A couple of extra things to work on. Well, it's like you've got a week. So Luke, if you want to get some supplies to maybe work on either mounting that engine on your dirigible or either way, you know, you get some sheet metal and some other things to work on. You got plenty of room on this thing. Captain does have some things in the hold. He's got some crates strapped to the top deck as well. He's apparently bringing some supplies, on the way back to Lost Angels. Most of it is just goods like, wool, some clothing, blankets, that sort of thing. Otherwise, you have the rooms. He does have extra rooms set up. I mean, they're just, you know, slung cots and all. They're not, you know, he doesn't really set up for passengers, but he's got a room set up for you guys. Made it as comfortable as possible, but, you know, you're sleeping on slung hammocks.
Hang the obligatory sheet.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. Luke, yes, there's a tear-felt goodbye with Caledonia, who will be waiting for you as she starts her new business. Yeah.
I write every day for the first week and then forget about it as time goes on, and then we'll grow apart and then we'll see each other again.
Yes, yeah, so you continue to live off your paycheck for the rest of your life. And no.
Yeah.
No, good enough. I mean, you know, she understands that you have business, and she knows a little bit about what you've been doing and that it's important. So she'll wait, but she expects that one day you'll come back. A year would be nice.
You come back after a year. Before then, you know, just don't come back. You don't know. You don't want to find one of your listeners to be here.
I don't know what she'll find. Yes. She may be Madame Caledonia by then. Nah, no. Hey, it's a lucrative business. Why not? All right. And unfortunately, guys, I think I want to end it there with you guys on the ship, spending your week in the ocean as you're heading towards the ruins of San Diego. As I'm definitely to the point where I feel like I need to... expel out of one end in the bathroom.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, you didn't do a lot there, but we wrapped some ends up, got you going in a direction. So we'll call it 2 experience points. There's some interesting things that are going to go on there. If we ever do Deadlands Noir as a follow up, you're gonna bet that one of the possible player characters is going to be yours and Caledonia's kids.
Right, so we were talking, if I wear on 120 and we get another raise, I don't know, can you give me the edge nose for the rock bird, or because we don't have floods
just
in the library?
Just type it in, man.
How do I give myself an empty edge?
Right, click on the edge bit and insert, create item.
I don't.
Go to the edges, then just right click.
Create item, there we go.
Yep.
Saw the rock. Can't remember what it gives me about there.
You can always copy and paste it from the flood stuff.
Mm-hmm. Which I may do for you before the next game.
Here's a question, Bert. It costs you, with a raise, I can get anything that, a new skill at D6?
D4. Yeah. Or you can raise 2 skills that are below its attribute, linked attribute. You can raise 2 skills by 1.
You can get a new edge.
Yeah. What's the link skill for persuasion?
Probably smarts, I think. Let me take a look here.
Spirit, I think.
Oh, spirit? Is it?
Yeah, I think you're more spiritful. Or is that intimidation? Oh, let us just randomly guess at things. Rather
persuasion
than
is spirit.
Oh, great. So I can raise persuasion. And, so I'm going to raise persuasion to, that would be D10. And let's see what else. And
you could probably get your guts up if you wanted.
That's
kind of low at a D6, but so is your investigation. That's also low. What you're writing is also low.
Yeah.
Streetwise is low. You have a lot of choices there.
Yeah. Investigation is smarts.
Investigation is smarts, yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to raise my investigation to a D8. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm all spent, so.
Wow.
So, Luke, you're going for a new edge. What you're getting for young Richard?
Not yet.
Okay, that's fine. Does that give Weimatai a new something?
No.
She's a funny number from us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at 107.
You shouldn't be. You should be at 110 as well.
Yeah, you should be at 110.
110? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is correct. You're putting 110
behind us. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you also get a thing. Things for everybody, except Weimatai.
Yay, things! We like things!
Have to think about what thing.
Yeah, most of the skills are up pretty high. Climbing is still low. You could pick up
an edge.
When
was the last time we climbed anything?
Not that long ago, actually.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
It has.
Well, I'm going to be up in a mesa in the middle of nowhere. We won't need to climb anything.
Your occult is low with a D6. You could raise like a occult in climbing or a occult in...
Is the smarts high enough to raise?
Let's see.
So, yeah,
his smarts is a D8, yeah, and he's D6. And you have been doing a lot of coming up with stuff out of your butt about the occult lately.
Yeah, I want to raise that. So that becomes a D8.
Becomes a D8, and then one more skill that's below its attribute, which isn't giving you a lot. I mean, basically climbing can go up, and that's it.
Yeah, climbing and occult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I raise my guts, then my grit goes up?
No, just your guts.
Guts. Okay.
True, grit raises your grit. The edge, true grit.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so climbing went up to a D6, and a cult went up to a D8 for Eddie. Okay.
Yep, all done.
Yeah, all right. Yep. And Sarah, you got what you needed. Yep. Richard, if you want, I can leave the table opener. You can just tell me the next time.
I'll do it for next time. I'll put it up on the obsidian portal and then.
Yep. So, does Young actually have any intentions with Weimatai other than just enjoying her company so far? Because that seems to be about where she is with you.
Young has never been in a relationship with anybody ever before, so he has absolutely no idea what the hell is going on.
Yep.
And his role models so far are Luke, who just abandoned his fiance, and Sarah, who apparently just picked up a new one.
Yes, yes. No, Sarah's never claimed exclusiveness.
I don't think they ever. They went on a few dates back in the city. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, we got attacked by zombies on our first date, so.
Yes, you rushed.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
I suppose it's bad omens. That one rates up there pretty high, yeah. Yeah.
And then you died and became a zombie yourself. I mean, what else?
All right.
All right, Bert. You feel better, and I'm going to close out.
Before everyone leaves here, let's look at... Richard, you're gone for the rest of December. Is that correct?
If we stop the recording, good night, everybody, etc., whatever.
Yeah.
Good night.
It'll be fixed in post!
Well, you're the one recording, Richard, so...
Yeah, I guess I am. Hey, but I'm not going to stop it.
There you go. I can just edit it out.
I'm not stopping it either.
So the next date, if we keep our every 2 weeks, will be the 3rd. So we'd be out of December anyway.
Yeah. I won't be back. Tonight is my only night that I can do this for the rest of it before Christmas. Right. I'll be back next weekend at some point, but I don't know when exactly.
Okay.
What time?
Okay.
So I don't think
we'll set for the 3rd and we'll see who can make it. If we can get 3 people, then other people will be doing things on the side, and that's fine. If we can get 3.
Okay.
Other than that, for those that are going to be around for next week, I am on vacation and will be so until the 5th, somewhere in there. Anyway, I plan to run a bunch of games. So if people are interested, look on the boards. I'll post which dates I'm going to run which things and jump in.
I hate you all.
Okay.
Yeah. This week, and then I'm off for a week or two.
And then, Richard, just for Faculty Club, then I will put something up for in January.
All right. Yep.
Yep. All right, guys. Have a good night then.
All right.
Hi, guys.
You want to have fun?
Bye, guys.
Hey, Richard, I'll grab this recording. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. In the case I don't
Merry
talk
Christmas,
to you all.
Happy holidays, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Remember, Weematai says nothing makes a better gift than a scalp. So, all right, Richard, I'll grab the recordings from you at another point. I'm gonna run to the bathroom now. So,
all right, guys, I'll put it on Dropbox.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at thecommontech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.